healed.
That evening at sundown, people brought to Jesus all the sick and those who had evil spirits. The whole town was pressing around the door. Jesus healed many who had various diseases and drove out many demons, but he did not let them speak, for they knew who he was.
I was waiting outside Peter's house, waiting. I had been crippled all my life. I had been paralyzed since birth. I looked about me. I saw a sea of faces. Many of these people I had known since childhood. Looking back at the lake, the light was barely shining over its surface. To be healed. So many people had spoken about Jesus, how he could touch you. You would feel a burning sensation. Yahweh's power would be flowing through you. Looked inside Peter's house, saw Jesus peering out. He saw this line of sick. He looked moved. Knew soon he would leave those doors and begin to heal. Jesus leaving Peter's house, he saw me. He came over to where I was. He bent down. He looked at my crippled legs. Jesus put his hands on top of my legs, feeling power flow into them. I was no longer confined to such a locked up position. Rather, my legs were straightening. Jesus looked at me saying, "Samuel, come with me. I need you to help me to heal all these people. It is too much for me. Jesus, I have been crippled all my life. I have never been to school, don't know anything about healing. Samuel, come with me." We walked down the line of sick. To be walking, not to be in pain, to be whole. There was a joy that flowed through my heart. Walking again, I wanted to run. Now Jesus was asking me to heal. There was an elderly woman, her skin disease was horrible. I almost felt like crying right there. I felt so helpless. Jesus looked at me, thought to myself, "Who is this person? First he heals me, then he asks me to come with him to heal." Everything was happening so fast. He knelt down next to the woman. She mumbled some words, could not understand them. Jesus looking at me, "Now put your hands over her head. Ask Yahweh to let his healing power flow through into her." Took my hands, put them over her head. Looking at the sad expression in her eyes, I closed my eyes. With my whole heart I prayed, "Yahweh, I am no one to be asking you this, since I myself have just been healed. But Yahweh, I ask for my sister here. She is suffering so much. I know you do not wish her to suffer so much. I ask you to heal her." With those words, "heal her," it was as if an explosion had occurred. It was as if something broke open. It was like a brilliant light in front. Hearing again and again, "heal her. Yahweh, heal her, heal her." I could feel tears streaming down her face, felt a power flow through my hands into her, felt something powerful was happening. I slowly opened my eyes, looked in front of me. She did not have blotches of red oozing sores. Her skin was clean. I looked at Jesus. He was smiling. Once again, could not figure out what was happening, to be a channel of his healing power. I was glad to be part of this healing. The young boy next to her reached out his arm to me. "Help me," he cried. "My head hurts so much day and night. Help me." Looked back at Jesus, but he was helping someone else. I knew I could not leave this young one alone without trying to help him. I knelt down next to him. He told me his name was Joshua. He was 9. "I just hurt. Please help me. Please help so this pain can go away. I hurt so much." Large tears rolled down his face. "Our country has so much pain, so much suffering. Joshua," I could not finish what I was going to say. Instead, I just put my hands over his head. My heart was moved so deeply. Feeling his head beneath my hands, I desire so much to be able to help him. Closing my eyes once again, praying with all my heart, "Yahweh, I feel powerless. I know you do not want the young to have to suffer so much. I'm asking you to heal Joshua. Please help him to be whole." Once again, it was as if a loud explosion, as a rush of power power flowed into this young boy's body, flowing through my hands as if lightning broke into the moment. Light, heat, could tell healing had taken place within Joshua. His eyes opened, a joy spread across his face. He jumped up, hugged me, wild with joy. He knew that his life was going to be different, not to have to suffer so intensely. So I came here today to be touched by Jesus. He did touch, heal me, but never did I think he would ask me to do the same. Before I could reflect anymore, a young mother came before me with her baby, who appeared half dead, burning with a fever, her weak infant's body struggling to survive. The mother looked me in the eyes, imploring me to help her baby. "Please, I have already lost two children from diseases. Please help me. My baby's name is Raphael." Once again I tried, put my hands over the baby's head. Once again, Yahweh's healing passed through me into this new life. Well into the evening, I knelt down again and again, healing light flowing through me, praying with my whole heart for Yahweh's power to continue to flow. I do not remember how many people there were on that hillside. I was just moved deeply by the pain, the suffering of so many. It was late into the night when there was no one left. I saw Jesus. He was sitting, staring, looking down at the lake lit up by the moon strong. I joined him. We walked down to the lake. Could not ask one question. We walked without saying a word. Being involved in the mystery of healing, of bringing wholeness where there is brokenness, reaching the shore, sitting down, listening to the water beat against the shore again and again. Jesus, I never had experienced healing till this afternoon. First you touch, heal me. Then you ask me to help you to heal others. I am grateful to be a channel of this healing. I saw so many people all evening who were in pain, the old, the young. You were with me, giving me strength to heal. I do not even know what happened, except that I am grateful that you asked me to do this work of being a healer. Feel humble, Jesus, to be a healer. After that day, I would accompany Jesus. I was no longer crippled, no longer shriveled up. I enjoyed this healing work in the countryside with Jesus and his friends. After that afternoon, Jesus asked me many times to help him. Each time, every time, I felt insecure. I could not do it. It was too much. There was too much suffering. I felt this every time Jesus asked me. But every time I began, every time I knelt down, laid hands, praying for Yahweh's healing, there was a change, a transformation. That afternoon changed my life. I knew the power of healing. Knew how much our God desires us to be whole, how important to go before Yahweh to ask Him for this healing.
Healed. During this time, I've been able to reflect on some of my past hurts. I have become aware that I still need some of Jesus' healing. I remember during these months one wound that I still feel. I need this balm. I remember, I remember, I remember.